If you're out in the game, you'll hear "For the Kids" from our band. You'll hear "For the Kids" from our cheerleaders. You'll hear it on breakdowns for our football players. It's just a reminder that they're out there doing it today in 105-degree weather for the kids.
Hayes will soon host the 50th annual Kansas Shrine Bowl. Executive Director of Shrine Bowl of Kansas, BJ Harris, stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're celebrating a big moment this year with our 50th. And in 1973, the five potentates of Kansas, so those are the top dogs of all the Shrine Centers in Kansas. They're spread out evenly throughout the state, Pittsburgh, Topeka, Kansas City, over the park area, Wichita, and Salina. And so those five guys came together in 1973, said they wanted to do one big fundraiser for Shriners Hospitals for Children, now known as Shriners Children's Hospital. And they decided a football game was the way to do that. And so the five groups came together, got all their people to come together. And since 1974, they've been playing a football game to raise money for Shriners Children's. And since that time, we've raised over $3.7 million for the hospital system and getting Kansas kids to the hospital to get treatment and to get their corrected as good as they can so they can go on and have healthy and happy lives. And we'll see some of those patients throughout the week here and see the impact that we're making on those lives and try to convey that to our players as well. But ultimately, our goal is to raise and make the biggest impact possible on Shriners Children's, and we've been doing that since 1974.
I love that. It's a win-win-win. Have a little fun, have a good for the community, and do some good for those kids.
Yeah, we try to say, you know, we want to have fun, help kids by having fun. And that's what Shriners have been doing for a long, long time, over 100 years, actually, as a philanthropy. And so they want to have fun, and we throw a good party, I think, and a good event. But ultimately, the background and the foundation of everything we do is for the kids. And you'll hear that if you're out in the game. You'll hear "For the Kids" from our band. You'll hear "For the Kids" from our cheerleaders. You'll hear it on breakdowns for our football players. It's just a reminder that they're out there doing it today in 105-degree weather for the kids, because that's hard to do. Get out of on a summer and get out of your regular routine and come plop yourself down at a camp and put that effort out there. So you need that reminder. And so we try to make sure that they understand that it's for bigger than them. That's always one of the things I love about our game, is it's one of the few times that you're going to play a football game where the outcome really doesn't matter. In fact, last year we ended in a tie, and that was a good example of it really is just for the kids. We're out there to play and put on a show and raise as much money as possible.
I was out there doing some photography of the training sessions, and I can tell you, though, it seems like they're taking it pretty seriously.
Yeah, you get football coaches around a football field, they're going to be football coaches first, and that's fine. That's what we want them to do, because they are trying to put together a game plan and take 40 guys from 40 different schools, for the most part, all over the state of Kansas, bring them together and create a football team in 7 days is pretty tough. And so, yeah, they stay focused, and there's a lot of, probably behind the scenes trash talk and stuff that goes on between the camp directors, mostly between the East and West. And it's all in good fun, but yeah, when they get here on Saturday and the ball goes up in the air, it's a football game, and they want to win, and they want to put the best product forward, and they want to score points and all the good stuff. So, yeah, it's real football when it comes to Saturday, for sure.
Very cool. Let's talk a little bit about how this all comes together. Where do these players come from? How do they get selected? And kind of how's that work?
For sure, yeah, that's a good question. A lot of people ask that throughout the year. It actually starts during the football season. As far as our players are concerned, about week five, coaches can start nominating the players they think are worthy for the Kansas Shrine Bowl. Those are only seniors, so graduated seniors that play in our game. And so those guys will be done with their season. We'll do all those nominations. You usually get around 400 to 450 nominations from across the state. We narrow that down to 80 players, 40 on the West and 40 on the East. Those are primarily voted initially. Those 450 are voted on by the media across the state of Kansas, those who have opted in to be a part of our voting committee. But it's usually 30 to 50 different media outlets throughout the state of Kansas will vote on those players. We'll take those to a selection committee. They'll narrow down based on position need, based on scheme, and based on some tiebreakers along the point side to determine our 40 players. Actually, they get 26, and then our coaches actually pick two each. So seven coaches pick two players from their classification. It's kind of convoluted, but I think it gives us the best spread. We look at it geographically as much as possible to try to get good representation throughout the state of Kansas as well. But it really does come down to the media selection and then the coaches making their picks. And then, you know, throughout the year, you know, we'll pick 80 players, and we make that announcement on January 1st every year to kick off the new year. You know, those 80 players aren't playing in this game. So we got a lot of college conflicts, some health stuff that came up throughout the summer. And so replacement players get a opportunity to play. I'm sitting here because I got a phone call 2 weeks before the Kansas Shrine Bowl to come play in the Shrine Bowl. And that changed my life, but this is where I'm sitting right now. So, I have a fondness in my heart for those replacement players who got a phone call 2 or 3 weeks ago and strapped it on to go play football for a good cause. And so, but we'll roll out on Saturday. We'll roll actually 37 and 38 per side out on the field on Saturday. And so that's how we get it done.
Very cool. And some of them are from our local area.
Sure.
Here, right?
Yeah.
Hayes, right?
Hayes has tremendous representation. We've got a couple of players from Hayes High School. And we also got the head coach from Hayes High School. Tony Crow is the head coach for the West squad. Those guys vote on themselves. So Tony was an assistant coach last year on the Shrine Bowl staff, and that staff votes who they want to be the head coach for the next year. And so that was voted on by the guys who were with him all year last year, all during the week, and they felt that he would be the best leader. And it was very serendipitous that it was in his hometown here where he's coaching. And Tony played in our game in 1999 as well. So he's a former player, and now he's going to be a former head coach, and we always liked that. In fact, the coaching staffs that we have several players who have played in our game that we're starting to see more and more of that as those guys go on to have good careers and have wins, and that's how they get picked by how successful they are in their football season the previous year. And so we love to get those up. Yeah, the TMP, Cade Harris, got injured, but he's on our staff helping as a manager this year because he had a knee injury, knee surgery. So, yeah, we've got some good representation. And then just kind of the local general area around here, people coming in and lots of families coming in, hopefully to support those kids.
Yeah, and how important is it and how cool is it to have those coaches volunteer that time? Because, I mean, you're talking about taking at least a week out of their schedule to come do this, right?
100%, yeah, The high school seasons have started a little bit earlier, so those guys can be with their teams a lot more than they used to be. It used to not be quite as big a deal because there was so much time off that you couldn't have any contact with your players. That's kind of gone out the window, and so they really are taking time away from their own program sometimes to give it to our program. And that's we don't overlook that by any stretch of the imagination. We really appreciate those guys, and they like it because football coaches, you know, they're in their system and they're in their program and they're with their coaches all the time, and it's an opportunity for them, almost like a conference, if you will, to come and see how other guys operate a practice, see how other guys interact with their players, see how other guys implement certain things into their programs. And every coach I've talked to always leaves the Shrine Bowl with a nugget of something that they're going to implement into their program when they get back. And they build bonds and they build camaraderie and they see each other out on the field or out on the circuit going to conferences and stuff. And so they just build those stories that continue on for years. And hopefully we continue to get those guys to come back and be a part of our program.
Awesome. Let's talk a little bit about the event, because it is much more than just the football game. Right. There's stuff going on all weekend, right?
There sure is. And more than a football game, also we have a band, 185 strong band that's checking in about 3 hours here over at Fort Hays State University, a cheerleading squad that's almost 200 strong. So that's more than a game as well, that we'll have those camps going on. When they perform at halftime, there'll be almost 400 high school band and cheerleaders on the field performing a joint routine, which is just very special and a nice example of the arts in our state of Kansas. But yeah, we've got a golf tournament on Friday. That's one of our big events. There's still some teams available for that. If you want to get involved in that, you can go online, kansastremble.com/golf, and get in on our golf. We probably have 5 spots open for guys who want to go play or gals who want to go play. That kicks off kind of our Friday. Friday morning, I do want to invite folks out to Next Tech Wireless. They are going to have a chamber event, chamber coffee, ribbon cutting, and a community kickoff is what we're calling it for our event. So I really want to bring the locals out and let them know what we're doing and kind of get everything cranked up a little bit here in Hayes. So Friday's our golf tournament in the morning. The banquet is Friday night. We're over 1,200 people coming to that banquet right now. That'll be out on the Quad Memorial Union. That is a ticketed event. Tickets are sold out on that event right now, but it should be a lot of fun. Our keynote speaker will be Paul Kaufman. He's a Western Kansas guy who went on to have a lot of success in the NFL and is in the Ring of Honor for the Green Bay Packers. In fact, he can't stay for the game because he's got to go play golf in the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame golf tournament on Sunday. And so we'll miss out on that, but he's going to come talk about it. He played in the very first Kansas Shrine Bowl in 1974 and then went on to have all that success. And then in the morning, we'll have our parade downtown. Starts at 17th Street, goes all the way to 4th Street, a typical parade route for Hayes folks. The parade marshal for that parade will be Barry Sanders, who is going into the Kansas Shrine Bowl Hall of Fame later that night. We're very excited to have Barry in town. He played in the 1986 Kansas Shrine Bowl and then obviously went on to have an NFL Hall of Fame career. So certainly our most prestigious alumni of our game, besides me, obviously. So Barry will be the parade marshal. If you've never been to a Shrine Parade, it's something to behold. Everything you think about the Shrine, you get to see in action in that parade. The funny cars, the little things they do. Guys spraying people with water. It's just a completely different parade than kind of your typical parade. So we're excited about that at 10. Pep rally in the park following the parade. We want to encourage people to come down there. The boys will be signing autographs for the fans and for their families, and we'll sell them programs and things and apparel and opportunity for the community to come get some of the stuff for the Shrine Bowl that maybe can't make it to the game. And then at 1 o'clock, we're having an alumni kickoff event. So if there's alumni, guys who played in our game in the local area that are listening, maybe there are still tickets available for that at the Fort Tavern and Patio Bar on 7th Street downtown. That's for our alumni. We've got a lot of guys coming back. A couple of NFL players that have played in our game that are coming back for this game. An NFL coach is going to be attending this who played in our game as well. So, and then a lot of guys just from the local area, guys who have gone on to have a lot of success in business and teachers and coaches. And it's just awesome to see the guys who play in our game when they're 18 years old at a pivotal moment in their life and what they go on to do. And we're trying to get them to come back and share that with us and share, this event with us, because when you leave it at 18 years old, you kind of forget about it, and we want those guys to understand we're still doing it. 50 years later, we're still doing what you did in 1973, 1974, 1975. And so we're excited about that event. Pep rally, I mentioned that. The tailgate event starts at 4 o'clock at Lewis Field Stadium. That's kind of our final charge towards kickoff. So we want to encourage families to come out early, 4 o'clock. We'll have inflatables out there and some other fun activities going on in the east lawn of Lewis Field Stadium. Gates open at 5. Tickets are still available. You can go online at kansasshrinebowl.com/tickets, get tickets. And then, all the pregame festivities. We'll induct Barry Sanders and Coach Doug Dale Burkholder in the Kansas Shrine Bowl Hall of Fame right before kickoff. And then the 50th Kansas Shrine Bowl will be underway at Lewis Field Stadium at Fort Hays State University.
Excellent. Before we go, we've got just a couple minutes left, but I want to talk a little bit about how great has Fort Hays been as a host for this thing? Because there's a lot of logistics and a lot of people that you're coordinating for this.
100%. Yeah, we rely a lot on our local host cities. So Janet Kuhn for Visit Hays, Melissa Dixon for Visit Hays. Those guys have been the key. They got us here. They worked to get us here and been our main points of contact since we've been here. And then at Fort Hays State University, Brad Haynes, Edie McCracken at the Memorial Union. I mean, the people that are there doing the things that we need them to do. And we're kind of, I call it a circus a little bit. Like, we roll into town, we pop up our tent, we do our thing, and we roll out of town, and we really do rely on that local support. Fort Hays State, it sets up so great for us. It's an intimate enough campus that everything's fairly close, and it allows us, and we've put a lot more stuff on campus this year because of that, and allowing our kids to maybe stay there and not travel all over the city for different activities and stuff. And so, they don't always know what they're getting into sometimes with us, but everybody has been so accommodating from the day one when we rolled into town. All the businesses, what can we do to help? Jason Werner at Next Tech Wireless has been incredible, helping us get donations and different things like that. So just a community-minded people that are allowing us to be successful. And it really does take that for us to have the success we need.
Fantastic. Where can people go to get a schedule of events or more information?
Yeah, everything at KansasShrineBowl.com. Kansas is spelled out. So KansasShrineBowl.com. And then anything you're looking for, golf/golf, tickets/tickets. All the information for the parade is at KansasShrineBowl.com/parade. That's the best place to go. And our phone number's on the website as well. If you really need something, let us know. But we're really excited to be in Hays, and the 50th Kansas Shrine Bowl is certainly going to be one to remember. And we're hoping and we're on our way. If we can fill Lewis Field Stadium, I think we'll be real close to having the biggest fundraiser we've ever had. So and I really want to see that happen here for Hays and for us and for the kids.